So as I said, today we celebrate the Feast of St. Jerome. You know, the church, in her wisdom, first she recognizes the heroic virtue of the men and women who lived throughout the beginning of the church for over 2,000 years. And so these are the ones we call saints, that they are living, we know for certain that they are in heaven with Jesus and the Father and our Blessed Mother. That because of the life that they lived, that they have displayed, we call it heroic virtue, that they were able to make good choices and to form the good habits that allowed them to live the life that God wants them to live. And so St. Jerome is one of these saints. And like I said, he's a good one for us. Because if you've ever had a bad day or a bunch of bad days, if you've ever had a bad attitude, if your parents or your teachers ever like called you out because you were in a bad mood and you were just very argumentative and you just had a hard time keeping control of your emotions, then St. Jerome should be a friend of yours because he had a really bad temper. He would get mad all the time. And so what do we do when we experience that? We ask St. Jerome to help us. This simple prayer life that hopefully as students in the Catholic Church, we're learning to trust God with our entire life, even when things don't make sense. Because that's what we had in the responsorial psalm. He says, why, O Lord, do you reject me? Why hide from me your face? Have you ever prayed? Have you ever wanted something from God and seen and you felt like God was ignoring you and that he wasn't listening to you? They felt the same way before Jesus was born in the Old Testament. Sometimes this happens. But we learn to trust God. We learn to go to him and beg him and ask him to help us. And this is what St. Jerome did. He did hard work. If you've ever tried to learn a foreign language, you know it's not easy. And he was an adult. And the older we get, the more difficult it is to learn a new language. But to help him control his temper, he said, I'm going to learn Hebrew, this ancient language. And so for those of you who might have trouble controlling your emotions sometime, what hard work are you willing to do to help control yourself, to help learn the virtue that's necessary to control our passions? Because we all experience it. I mean, it doesn't mean that we're bad people. It doesn't mean that we're never going to be better than we are today. But we all have these episodes in our life. And so St. Jerome is a friend of ours that can help us. And by him studying Hebrew, by learning this language, he really got to understand who God is. He really was able to give himself and to understand how his heart was moving, what was going on in the world. He really began to understand who Jesus is. And this is why we come to Catholic school. Yeah, we have to learn math and science and all these things. But the most important thing and the best thing you will ever learn is who Jesus is and what his role is and what he wants for you in your life. St. Jerome said that if we are ignorant of the scriptures, then we are ignorant of Christ. And so he encourages us to read the scriptures. And what did we hear in the gospel today? This constant call of Jesus to the people around him and to us today. The words of the gospel are for you today when he says, follow me. He says, I have no place to live. He says, foxes have places to sleep. Birds have nests. The Son of Man has nowhere. I'm on a mission. I'm moving forward. Come follow me. And what this means, and it's kind of difficult at this age in life because you're still trying to figure out what you're going to do with your life, what life is all about. So you need some kind of stability. But what Jesus is saying to us is that our hopes, our dreams, our desires can't be in this world. That the natural things are fading away. And so you might get married and have 20 kids. You might become a priest or a religious sister. You might get a job and become very rich. You might be a great athlete and become famous in the whole world. None of that matters in the end. What matters is, do you say yes to Jesus? And at the end, he says something that's a challenge. No one who sets a hand to the plow and looks towards behind is fit for the kingdom. So just imagine that. Most of us don't live on farms. And if we have been to a farm, there's tractors and it's all automated. But we know, right, they used to have a plow so that there'd be a donkey or a cow or an ox, and they'd drag a plow behind them, and they had to walk in a straight line. So if they had their hand to the plow and they were looking back to behind them, the rows were all crooked. So he's saying when we put our hand to the plow, we have to keep our eyes focused, because if not, then our job is a waste. That's what our life with Christ is like. And that's why it's so important to have our eyes always focused on the tabernacle, our eyes focused on the crucifix, on our Blessed Mother, on the great saints. They keep our rows straight. They keep our lives in the right direction. And this is why it's so important. And this is what Christ is inviting you today. And no one can make that decision for you. Not the person sitting next to you. Not your mom and dad. No one. Every day Christ is calling out to you, follow me. Do your best in school. Become the smartest, the brightest, the best athlete. Do whatever. Be as successful as you think you can be. Because you're using your gifts for God. But it's always for God and for Jesus. And again, with St. Jerome as our friend, as our intercessor, as someone who is a cheerleader for us so that we can do the right thing, we don't get discouraged when we have bad days. We don't get discouraged if we have a whole bunch of bad days in a row. Because St. Jerome tells us it's possible to get better. It's possible to be a saint. So let's listen to this call of Jesus. Let's be saints. Let's enjoy everything the world has to offer for Christ. And never look behind to anything that we think we're missing out on, because Christ is everything that we will ever need. We pray for that grace every day to truly believe that Christ is everything I will ever need. Amen.